Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. We are back. My Lord. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, girl. I just you know, today has been a doozy. A doozy. A real one. You know. But God, you know, I'm here. So, I mean, long time no podcast. So
I know, right?
God, I was like, I didn't fell off, you know, this job. But I said, I'm gonna make it happen. I gotta make it happen. Oh man, so tell me, fill me in. What's been going on with you? What's going on?
Ah shit, nothing going on with me. Just work.
Oh.
At one job, and then on the weekends I work my other job. So I work 7 days a week.
Work your other job, Jesus. And you sound like me. I was telling somebody, I said, I got to get paycheck stubs from this job. I got to go to get a paycheck stub from this. I was like, girl, for real? This is what you're going to be doing? What? Well, shoot,
yeah.
Stuff got to be paid for. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to pay for itself.
Man, it's a lot that has happened, man, since, I was hit with some news, like about a couple weeks ago. I would say it was a couple weeks ago, longer than that. And, you know, I was going through this separation, right? And got real mad one night and was like, I need to go ahead and resolve this situation. So I went to LegalZoom, right, and was filling out my paperwork and all that. I figured if LegalZoom could do an LLC, it could show do a divorce. So
right,
LegalZoom was like, okay, we need the filing number, right? So they told you go to the county clerk. And you can get the filing number from the county clerk, right? So I went on the website, and I put in my name and his name, and no record popped up. So I was like, maybe it's in Fort Bend, right? Like, it ain't in Harris County. Okay, it's in Fort Bend, right? So I went over to Fort Bend County Clerk. No record. Now, I'm going to humor them. I'm going to go over to Pasadena. I ain't been to Pasadena. I'm going to go to Pasadena and say, put all my names in. You know, I got 1,500 of them. And no record. So I called the county clerk. I got excited, ran around the room because I knew what this meant. I was like, this can't be real. This can't be real. So call the county clerk. I said, listen, clerk, I can't find the filing, you know, for the, you know, because usually they'll say, even if you got the license, it'll say that you got it. And, you know, it's not on, but it's just not on record. Right? It didn't want returned. The marriage license wasn't returned.
Right.
No record of it in there. County clerk says, it's not in there. It's not in there, you know. It was 4 years ago. It should be in there. It wouldn't be skipping over it. So
right.
I put his name, right, put his name, by himself. He said, just put his name. Just, you know, don't put your name. Just put his name. You know, it don't work like that. Go just put your name. Don't put his name. Just put your name. Still then, my records came up. His record came up with his previous. But nothing about me. I felt wonderful.
Ah.
It took a load off me. I was like, so this means that I'm not married.
Wow.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, hey, I just said, you know what? Investigation over with. It's done. You know, let me tell you something. The next, like, 2 days later, I was at work with Jessica, right? So Jessica's like, girl, check with me, girl. You need to make sure. And so I was like, okay. I said, so we start putting everybody's name in there, looking for everybody's marriage. Just put put our brother in there. Let's see if he's really married. Put Crystal in there. Let's see if she. And it was like, dang. Then put you know.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's stuff came up. I said, okay, now I'm going to put my. But my. I said, you know what? It's all good. But I could think of a number of people I could go on LegalZoom and divorce without them knowing it. Just fine.
Uh-huh.
But I said, no, that wouldn't be right. You got to wait for people to be ready for that. Because I'll listen.
Yeah.
I could think of a couple of people that I could divorce. They never even knew it. What they have. You know how your mind gets to going like, Yeah. Anyway, you know, Daddy taught me how to forge a lot of. He taught me how to forge people's stuff. So, I mean, it could happen. It could happen. Nobody even know.
Yeah.
You know? Then I just bust up in there one day and say, "Hey, first of all, this ain't even legal. Not no more. It ain't." Bust up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I turn some music on first. I turn some music on and bust up in there.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
how it be. Yeah, and my thing was, you know, people be talking about love and stuff, and I'd be like, first of all, just because you love somebody don't mean they're good for you. It just don't. I love a lot of people. I love a lot of people. I ain't with them. You know?
Yeah.
And then sometimes people, okay, let me say what it is because I don't know if you heard about it. Channel 13, the two news anchors that were married and got together and left their spouses, right? Did you hear about that?
Hello.
Okay, TJ Holmes and the Roebuck lady. What's her name? God.
Right.
The two popular people.
Okay.
Okay, this is my thing. And everybody was hot as fish grease because these two people dropped their spouses after a month of them, you know, cheating, said they, you know what, let's just be together. Let's not take them through. Then let's just leave them, right? So both of them left. Bend it, both of them. From ABC.
Wow.
And I was like, what does their personal life have to do with their job?
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me to what this lady said to me, and we're going to jump back over there. Because I want to hear what you got to say about that. This lady told me, because I was putting together this big event at the ranch, right? And this lady told me, she said, I don't think, I'm going to tell you about haterism. She said, I don't think that you should do this event while you are going through in your personal life. I said, what am I going through in my personal life? I don't know who was been talking, but she said, now, I said, what my personal life got to do with me putting together, you know, what they got to do with it?
Right.
She said, well, it's just, I think that you should. I was like, do I know you? No, I said, no. I said, So you don't know me well enough to be telling me what to do about my business, do you? Well, all I'm saying, no, I don't care what you're saying. Anyway.
Wow.
What does my personal life have to do with my job? If I'm doing my job and I'm doing it efficiently and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I punch that clock when I'm supposed to, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you take my job? Okay, go ahead. What you want to say about it? What you think?
Well, okay. So let's go over to the TV situation scenario. Now I can kind of understand their situation, because what those two people did put the network in a certain position, okay? Because they have a lot of followers. They have a lot of people who watch them. They get paid by the rating. You'd be surprised how many judgmental people are out there watching TV.
Right.
And something as common as just news. And think that their opinions mean more than the next person's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, being in television, you can't satisfy everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did what they thought was best for the business, which is the show, which is the news, you know.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's a show. So they live off of paid by those ratings. So I can understand why they did what they did. It's a lot of people who are, oh, how could they? How could they leave, you know, their break? How could one of them, how could he or she break up the other person's family? You know, they're married and they have kids. I don't know if they had kids or not. I'm just saying, just putting stuff out there. You know, all the different things and the scenarios that people go through that they think they have the right to comment on, you know. So on that stance, I can see that. But as far as everyday life, you know, for people who aren't in the limelight like that.
Hey, man, that's crazy, huh?
See, for those people, okay, so was this a church lady?
No, so I was taking this
Because what I really want to say is, and I'm trying to be respectful to a certain extent, you know.
She wasn't sure.
But this is me. What I eat don't make you shit.
Exactly.
It don't matter what I got going over here. It ain't got nothing to do with you. Mind your business. Either you show up or you don't, mind your business. Either you support or you don't, mind your business. Whether I succeed or fail in whatever this is I'm doing, it is not going to fuck with you. Mind your business.
Exactly. Mind your business.
At the bottom line, the moral of the story is mind your business. If you're not here to support,
mind your business.
You know, even if you pay your money to come just to see me fail, it don't matter. You paid. I got your money. Mind your business.
Mind your business. Oh, speaking of, I need to get with you about next December. I need to get with you for real. We need to collab. Serious business. Yeah, it's the craziest thing. Jumping back over to the TJ Holmes situation, it's the craziest thing how you, like you said, you have to remember what business you're in, you know, what you represent. I mean, it's just like one of them basketball players said, and he paid for it, but he said, I didn't ask a role model, right?
Yep.
And he didn't realize that role models don't stand up and say, I'm a role model.
Right.
People, like he said, people just take it upon themselves to say,
yep,
you're in the limelight, you're in front of people. So it's just like these politicians. Like I watch how these politicians get chewed up, you know, like. And they get chewed up with stuff that's happening in everybody's life, you know, just everybody's life. And it hit the soon as somebody get a hold of it. Oh, look, I can't believe he, you know, did drugs, you know, smoked weed when he was in high school. He's 65, and y'all, you know what I'm saying? He smoked weed. He should not be, you know, a state senator. Because he smoked weed when he was in high school.
And the man, you don't know the shit that they did because
yes,
they're not in the limelight. Yep. But I promise if you put the spotlight on them and they come to the forefront, then everybody going to dig into their past. And guess what? They probably did a whole lot worse than smoke a joint.
Oh, my God. What's that football player name that was running for office and everybody chewed him up? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What's his name? Herschel Walker? What's his man's name? Baby, they chewed that baby up. He was talking about vampires and werewolves. They chewed that baby up. But anyway, once you, his whole family was, I mean, his son started talking about it. You know, you just have to, you just, if you're going to get in the public eye, you really got to be ready for it. And you got to have your, his name, Herschel Walker. Yes. Herschel Walker, boy, when I say they drug him, they drug that baby. Every time he got on the microphone, he made no sense. You know, it was crazy. I think he even mentioned unicorns or something when he was up there. I don't know. Girl, he was all over the place. It don't make sense. But anyway, he tried it. But you just got to be careful, man. You have to be careful what you do. You know, I got a lot of people that boss. I mean, they say stuff to me, and I ain't even a super-duper star yet. You know, I'm going to be there. But I ain't even a super-duper star yet, and people be tripping. Be telling my business. I be like, listen, I can tell my own business. I don't need you to tell my biz, you know. But things happen in life, you know. Things happen in life. I think people and they little judgment. I think people judge a lot because they ain't got no life, or they just want to cover. They want to make somebody else look worse, you know. It's crazy. People talk too much. Anyway, I wanted to share that and everything, and I was wondering, you know, Christmas is coming, right? And let me tell you, Zam, oh my God, let me tell you about Thanksgiving. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh my God, girl. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, Thanksgiving, the day before, like 2 days before, Jessica called me and said, you gonna cook the rice, I'm gonna cook blah 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 blah, because Sister Cook had already told me, because you know Sister Cook, she grown, she feel like she's grown. And she said she was going out of town with her and Chris, right?
Right.
So
they came down here with me.
Yeah. So when Justin said we gonna cook blah 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 blah, right? So in the pit of my heart said, this ain't going to go right. This not going to. I mean, like the tip of my toes was tingling. And I said, Janice, I'm not going to go right. Okay? So I said, all right. So Darion was like, all right, Mama, what we doing? You know, because that's all he's going to do is eat. Darion, he don't care who he around, whatever. He's going to eat. He wants a cheesecake. Yep. He got to take a cheesecake. So I started scrambling because, of course, I'm kind of displaced right now. So I don't really have, like, my kitchen. I got, you know. So I said, well, Jessica said, come over to Chris' house. She cooking, right? So Thanksgiving Day come, right? So I called Jessica. I said, all right, girl, everybody getting ready. Yeah, no laugh. Don't you dare laugh. Listen.
Oh, so, my God.
I called Jessica. I say, all right, girl. I say, how much you got done? I'm finna get ready. We getting ready. We finna head over there. Mind you, it's raining too, right? So Jessica say, girl, I just got here from work. I ain't even started cooking. Okay. By the time she relays this, it's 12 o'clock. I'm going to let that rest right there. you realize what has just happened.
So he is gathering. So I hadn't had the heart to tell him yet that ain't no food. Ain't no food because I ain't cooked. You know what I'm saying? I'm going over to, because Jeff was like, you can cook the rice over here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So Moni picking up people, you know, let me go get Maury. I'm going to head over get Darion. Then she calls me, well, Darion, he's getting dressed like a woman. It takes him 4 hours, you know. So I said, oh, don't worry about it. Take your time, girl. I'll be. I ain't said nothing. I ain't even told these babies ain't no food. So they get to the house. I say, y'all, let's go to Golden Corral. wait, Sam. So I say, you should have saw Darion's face. Darion, like, Golden Corral. I say, I ain't said nothing yet. I say, y'all, let's just go to Golden Corral. It's storming. You know, I got to go to work at 6 o'clock. Because I had told you that I got to go to work at 6 o'clock. So you got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to go. We got to go and get cooking. So we go to Golden Corral. While we in the truck, I say, all right, I want y'all. I say, y'all just, there is no food. Everybody get quiet in the truck. I say, listen, Jessica was tired. You know, I'm just making up. Jessica was tired. She just got home from work or whatever. She did not, you know, there's no food. Darion busts out and say, well, where Pam at? Where ain't Pam at? I say, discuss that. Let's just accept that there's no food and go
right
over here to the Golden Corral. So we over at the corral, right, girl? We pulled up at the corral, and it's a line through the parking lot.
I'm sure
I said. I said to myself, I said, why didn't these people cook? These people need the girl while I'm standing in the line, right? So we stand in line. We get in the inside of the place right now. It's four of us because Quaylen, he ain't coming home till Christmas, so he wasn't there. So it's four of us. So Darion is like, I was like, all right, y'all going to put in on this or whatever. And I was like, it shouldn't be that much, whatever. Girl, we get to the counter. They say it's $21 per person to eat at Golden Corral. I told Darion. And the line was out through the, listen, I told Darion, I said, no, Darion looked at me. And he said, Mama, I'm not eating here. There's too many people. So this is Thanksgiving, this on Thanksgiving. Okay, so we get in the truck. This guy comes over to the truck. He said, why y'all leave? I said, it's $21 per plate and there's nowhere to sit. You know, it's 1,500 people. We leave. So he grabs his daughter and say, baby girl, we leaving. So guess where we end up at? We end up at the House of Pies.
House of Pies?
We at the House of Pies, right? Okay, so ain't no line at the House of Pies. And I say to myself, I say, y'all, I said, because Maury, girl, I don't know why I said Maury. Maury come out with the menu off the table to the truck. She's like, Mama, they got hamburgers and all. I say, I won't dress it. I say, Thanksgiving. We're supposed to have turkey and dressing. And we don't have it for no other day. It's supposed to be on Thanksgiving. Okay, so Maury go back in there. She asked them, hey, do y'all have dressing today? They say the special for the day. Now, you want to mark that special word, okay? The special for the day is dressing, ham, you know, turkey, right? So I'm like, all right, we eating here. So we get in there. It's a pie on the ceiling. It's pie, you know, a huge pie on the ceiling. I can't understand. It's a line where everybody just picking up boxes of pies. Then you look at the seating area, and you got like 2-3 people sitting in there. I said, y'all, it's only 2-3 people sitting in here. Do the House of Pies serve food? Mom said, yeah, Mama, look at the menu. Look at it right here. So I was like, okay. So we sit down, and I order. I'm trying to keep it clear. I order
the special. Mark that word, special. I order the special. I said, okay, give me the special. Give me the Thanksgiving special, right? Now, the little lady that was in there, she was just grinning, right? And I said, that's not, I'm not happy about you grinning. She said, oh, I'm just so happy, whatever. They order burgers. The kids order burgers, right, Zam? So I say, all right, y'all. So they bring their burgers out there, girl. I mean, the bacon on there, the cheese. I mean, the pickle on the side. I mean, I was like, man, the burgers are good. I know my dressing's going to look good.
Girl. Oh, Lord, you. Yes.
Girl, girl, that dressing was like soup. Do you hear me? I was sitting there. I was so mad. I was just looking. Mommy told my mom, it might not be bad. Just taste it. I said, girl, you taste it. I'm not eating no dressing that looked like soup. How did they do that? So, lady ain't come back to the table yet. You know, she ain't even near the table, right? So I said, y'all better find somebody right now to get to get this place. So Maurice started singing. She just started singing. I said, what you singing for? And she said, Mama, let's sing. So she calming me down. Then Maurice, y'all, why y'all sing everywhere? So I say, y'all get this lady to come get this plate. So when the lady come back over there, Mom say, ma'am, my mama want a burger. Can you give her a burger? Right? So the lady's like, oh, you didn't like the... And Darian say, no. She didn't like whatever that is. That's not drink. I say, Darian. I was like, dude, I didn't know it affected you that way. And Darian say, Mama, this is the house of pies. I know you didn't think you was going to get some dressing up in here. I said, So we ate the burgers, man. That wasn't the end of the story. Because Jessica had told us she was going to get up. So Darian, let's go out to Uncle Chris' house. I said, Uncle Chris is not out there, Darian. Let's go out there. So I said, okay. We didn't eat at the House of Pies, right? I didn't eat a burger or everything. We get out there. No lights on in the house. They, everybody in the bed. Jessica in the chair. Zan, Jessica is in the chair. You know where she sits. And Crystal was
no,
in
just,
her room.
No, Jessica was in her apartment.
So I say, because now, mind you, I'm thinking the day's going to go good. It's going to get better because Sister Cooley say she left me a pie. Girl. So I ain't worried about it. Lights off, whatever. Okay. Just tell me where my pie is. So, Jessica, Mama left you a piece of pie in the refrigerator. Girl, I went to the refrigerator. And that's why Sister Cook it. Wherever she go from now on, I'm going. I don't care. Wherever my mama go, I'm going. So, Zam, if you call her again, I'm a stowaway. Baby, I'm going to be in the trunk. I don't care. I'm gonna be on the back of the truck like we used to when we were kids with blankets and quilts, riding out. I'm not doing it. I go in the refrigerator, Zam. Sister Cook would put me a little section, like 25% of a pie, in a Ziploc bag, girl, and wrote my name on it. Do you hear me? Chris made cheesecakes at the wazoo. Darion is excited. Darion called Chris to say, which one of these pies, these cheesecakes can I have? Chris told him the green cheesecake.
Uh-huh.
Chris made a green cheesecake. Darion didn't care. Darion was like, I got my cheesecake. I'm in the truck. I'm telling you, that was the day. That was the day I made a decision. Do you hear me? I made a decision.
And what was that?
Girl, that I'm gonna be a stowaway. Girl, I'm not. They will not do me like that no more. And Jessica just, and you know, Jessica ain't finna Jessica ain't finna explain nothing. Jessica is halfway in a coma in that chair, just.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's gonna tell Darion, "You ain't gave me no hug, Darion." Say, "I know." Darion, get on my nerves. And he got his, he in the truck with a cheesecake, and I got a little 25% of a sweet potato. Girl, I was upset. I could.
Well,
and
I didn't do sweet.
Maury, huh?
Go ahead.
And Maury was just excited. I said, "What you excited for?" She said, "It's Thanksgiving." I said, "Get in the truck. Get in the truck, girl." I was done. Then I say, "Just take me to work. I don't even know if it was 6 o'clock yet. Take me to work." I was done. I was like, "What is happening?" And I knew something had to be wrong. Chris colored that he colored that pie green. I knew something was wrong. He was sending me a message. That's what that pie meant. It meant go. It meant go. Get out of here. Go.
That's a myth.
Nah. Darion got what he wanted.
Yeah, Darion was done. Darion was out of there. I was like, this is a setup. I couldn't believe it. I ain't even told this kid about Thanksgiving yet. I don't even want her to. I don't want her to know. She don't need to know that. She no. Mm-mm. She's been through enough in her life. She don't have to. She ain't got enough. Girl, I was done. I said, "I don't know what is going on in this world today, but this is outlandish. This is a travesty." Anyway. So what do I do for Thanksgiving? Just help. I want to live vicariously through you.
Yeah, well, let's see. It was all of my children. Renee came Friday. She wasn't here Thursday, but she came Friday. Justin and Kim didn't come. They both had to work. But Kim is due here in the next week or so. And then all of my kids were here. Then Sister Cook and Chris showed up. And then number three didn't come, but Jazz was here. And she brought Mimi, which is our grandchild number seven. And we just had a full house. I mean, we deep fried one turkey. We had a baked ham. We had dressing. Jayla actually helped me bake the bread for the dressing. So we did like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, maybe 6 pans of dressing. 6 pans of bread, I'll put it that way. For the dressing, so it was pretty big. It was enough for 3 big pans of dressing. And what else did we do? I didn't really do anything. I didn't bake like my sweet potato pie this time because that's a lot of work. I'm probably gonna do a couple for Christmas. Of course, there were Caitlin did cabbage and sausage chain, and I did hot water cornbread to go with that. And then what else did we do? We had a pound cake. We had a sour cream cake.
My God.
And we had a strawberry cake. And then, you know, of course, Sister Cook brought some potato pies and Chris did a sweet potato pie cheesecake, you know, a couple of those. So, I mean, it was on point. It was on point. It really was.
I thank you for mentioning the sweet potato pies. I am healed. I had to go through healing, but I'm healed now. That's real. You know what I'm saying? But that's good. I get to live our character through you. I knew that that it had, you know, that you had one time, and sometimes you just have to, you know, live vicariously through somebody else. especially.
Yeah.
Next time, don't live vicariously. Jump on the bandwagon and come on this way.
I already told you I'm going to be a stowaway. Ain't nobody got time. This is a travesty, you know. But I'm happy that it went well for somebody. Baby.
Well, it went well for y'all too. Y'all are together.
You say they would have, did what?
It went well for y'all too. Y'all were all together.
Yeah, I can say that. I can. I mean, you're right about it. You know you're right about it.
Well, did my nephew come in for Thanksgiving?
No, he went to Wisconsin.
Okay.
And he had a good old boy time out there. I'll explain that later when we ain't on the line. And he showed my shoes, my Jive Turkey shoes, to a store owner out there, and the store owner wants my shoes in his store. So I'm trying to get myself together so I can be able to do that deal, because I need that type of publicity for my shoes. But really for my shoes and jackets and everything. And I'm thinking one day I can just buy everybody. So I need models. I want people to wear it and kind of build up me some momentum.
Yeah.
So, it's all good. Girl, yeah, but these holidays, boy, I feel so out of pocket, though, because I usually have my crib, like, the day after Thanksgiving or the day up before, whichever one, I usually, my tradition is to put that tree up, but, you know, it's all out of whack this year.
Well, my little cowboy tree still hanging in there. I'll put a big one up next year.
Yeah.
Really didn't.
Yeah.
That Thanksgiving really didn't do any. Oh, boy.
So is everybody coming over to your house for Christmas, too?
No. No. Christmas Eve, we're all supposed to be at the fire pit. And then my daughters are talking about camping out. Not Renee. But the and then, you know, we're putting up a Christmas tree and everything out there. Well, Miss Lulu and them are, I wanted to help, but I work 7 days a week, so I don't think that's happening. But so they gonna put a tree up out there at the fire pit. Then the night I can camp. And then Christmas Day, they're going to open gifts, you know, do their thing. And then I don't know what their plans are, because we were supposed to do taco soup and eat and do all this stuff out there, but the weather is supposed to be something like that. So when ice is anywhere in the vicinity of anything, unless it's in my cup, I'm not rolling. I'm probably just gonna be at and Roy, you know.
Yeah.
Want to go to the fire pit, but I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Don't know yet.
Well, sounds like a wonderful Christmas. I got Quaylen gonna be coming home, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah. Excited about that. And then I was a little funny acting because I haven't got my place yet, you know. And people don't understand this, and maybe you do, but you like your own place, you know.
Definitely understand.
Yeah, you know, it ain't that you don't appreciate people, it's just you just like your own space, especially when you got folk that like to come over, and then, you know, other people are going to be like, nah, I don't be that. Yeah. So you want to
make sure you get your own space, especially at 45 years old, you know, with grown kids.
Yes, I definitely. Well, we have had a wonderful time on the show. And I'm happy we're back. You know what I'm saying? I've been needing to. I skipped some bozoism. I've been needing to share some bozoism. But we got plenty more shows, and I got plenty of stuff to share. Because Lord have mercy. My God.
Oh, you see that woman again, tell her to mind the business.
Oh, I listen. And then she hearing about how it went right now. And I hope she get herself together too. People get on my nerves with that. Look, like you said, how you think you got a right to be saying something I just can't. People.
I saw that lady.
The unmitigated gall of some people.
The unmitigated gall. I know that's right.
Well, y'all, Zam, give your final words.
My parting words is what you eat, don't make them poop. So tell them to mind they be.
Mind your business. Mind your business. Oh, people get on my nerves. Mind your business. Oh, Lord. We ain't got to say nothing else after that. I mean, brush your teeth. Come on. Brush your teeth. It's out of folks' business. And if you're going to get in folks' business, at least you brush your teeth
your
first.
Your mouth.
Clean your mouth. Bye, y'all. We'll talk to you next Monday.